President Ruto, when he was being sworn in, he actually reaffirmed Kenya's commitment to transition to 100% clean energy by 2020. And it's been barely 3 months since he made that statement during his inauguration. And he's coming about with a plan to sort of build the natural gas pipeline, which goes against his statement on the transition to clean energy by 2030. And when we look at Kenya's energy generation, about 89% of the electricity used in Kenya is generated from renewable energy sources.
I'm sure Greenpeace Africa is aware of Russia's war on Ukraine and the effect that it has had on the global energy supply. President Ruto is now president of Kenya. Is it not reasonable to conclude that the pipeline is intended to meet the energy needs of his country?
Kenya is actually home to one of the largest wind power farms in Africa. That is the Lake Turkana Wind Farm, that has the capacity to generate about 310 megawatts, which are able to power about 1 million homes. So the question is, why the rush to invest in the natural gas pipeline when we have options such as the Lake Turkana Wind Power Farm that are able to provide energy that is clean for Kenyans? Why not invest in other renewable energy sources that can be able to provide any energy?
If Kenya and Tanzania are to focus on investing in renewable energy resources, as you suggest, instead of fossil fuel, what are some of the renewable energy resources that you think are available to Kenya and Tanzania?
For instance, geothermal energy is one of the best forms of baseload renewable energy with an estimated potential of about 17,000 megawatts. So why can't these two countries then put in place the right regulations that can make sure that these renewable energy sources then are able to provide the required energy by the two countries, and in return, eliminate any further explorations or any further investments that are likely to be detrimental to the environment?
You also said this pipeline will put the livelihoods of millions at risk. How is this possible? And can we say that the pipeline will help improve the lives of Kenyans and Tanzanians through the revenue that it might generate?
We speak as Greenpeace Africa on the concern that Mombasa and Dar es Salaam are surrounded by the Indian Ocean. The communities that live around the Indian Ocean depend on it for their basic needs. So what will happen to these people once the exploration of the natural gas begins? How is their environment being to be affected? What are the likely environmental impacts that are going to arise from the exploration of the natural gas by Kenya and Tanzania?